Discovering and learning this information is not intended to scare you. In fact, staying on top of your real estate trends right now and the conditions puts you two steps ahead or more in front of your fellow investors, your friendly competition, who stick with the Albert Einstein definition of insanity.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name is Mike Butler, and today we're on part 9 of our 9-part series, Investor Strategies for Success in Today's Rapidly Changing Market. Boy, there's been so much going on so far this year. It's just insane. So today's topic, part 9, why you should know how many existing home loans are under 4%. Now, this part 9 episode, I want to give special thanks to my good friend and fellow investor, Jay Bowman, for sharing this special report. I'm telling you, it's a huge eye-opener for both your real estate business, your personal stuff bubble, family members, and let's take a look at this chart. So he sent this to me, and this is mind-boggling. I want you to think about this. 73% of household mortgages right now are under 4%. Meaning that they have a fixed rate loan of less than 4%, 73% of the home loans out there. And Jay mentioned to me, he said he'd like to see it broken down by age group. It's easier to identify the likelihood of those folks that are downsizing or upgrading. Unless you're looking to get a much larger house or downsize, why in the world would you sell your house and buy a new one with a much higher interest rate? So there's going to be a lot of folks that are going to be turning to, in Jay's forecast, that are going to be looking at renting the home out. Okay. And so he finishes up his little piece to me. He says, collect assets, friends. Okay. Assets because you own it to put your money in your pocket. But I want to take a little deep dive look into this chart. Okay. So distribution of outstanding primary residential mortgages by the interest rate. So get this, 34% of all the household mortgages, 34% are below 3%. Now that includes my daughter. That includes, if you remember Randy Hammer, he got the VA loan down there in Florida for 2.1%, okay? And I have gotten loans at less than 3%. Now, get this one. 39% of the outstanding primary residential mortgages right now, 39% of them are 3% to 3.9%. So if you combine those two, that's 73% of the outstanding primary residential mortgages are locked in at rates below 4%. Interesting, isn't it? Okay. Well, how many are 4 to 5%? 18%, 5 to 6%, 5%, over 6%, 5%. No big deal. But 73%, 4% or lower, and then another 18 or less than 5. That's still great terms by today's rates. So let's jump right back into our notes here, and I'll get off of this chart. So what about refis? Okay, my attorney, Harry Borders, with Borders and Borders Attorneys here in Louisville, they're the region's number one real estate closing law firm. And he says refinances have virtually stopped. Okay, wow. So that's a big chunk of their business. So refis were all the rage as long as the rates were low. So purchases, they've not really slowed down too much because the rates haven't spiked super big or spiked real high yet. So discovering and learning this information, it's not intended to scare you. I don't want to do that. In fact, staying on top of your real estate trends right now and the conditions, what that's going to do is put you two steps ahead or more in front of all of your fellow investors, your friendly competition, who really kind of stick with the Albert Einstein definition of insanity. What is it? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Now, folks that use that business model, I mean, many of them took a bath back when we had the last financial tsunami in America, and economic forecasters and experts and all this and that, things look pretty ugly right now for our economy when it comes to interest rates and inflation and all this other kind of stuff. So by listening to this podcast, you're going to stay hopefully two steps ahead or more than your friendly competition. Now, you might be asking me, but Mike, this is all nice to know stuff, but how can this help me in my real estate business now? Great question. If you can see a few weeks or months or more into the future, like looking into a crystal ball, and you can see where things are going and see what's going to happen, and you can identify what some of those opportunities are going to be, or better opportunities, things that are going to pop up as opportunities in the near future versus they really didn't exist in the past, you've got to prepare for that now. And how can you do that? Well, how can you prepare now? With 73% of all the existing home loans under 4%, not all of them are going to be able to button down the hatches and sit tight for another 4 or 5 more years until we get to the end of this cycle. History repeats itself when it comes to real estate. So motivated sellers are born every single day. We can't control that. I don't care what the market is. People are going to get divorced. Okay. People are going to get married. People are going to die. They're going to have health tragedies, job relocation, burnout landlords, downsizers. The kids grew up. So now they become empty nesters, growing families. They get more kids. They need a bigger home. And yes, the painful foreclosures. Okay. And there's many, many more. I'm just saying that motivated sellers, life does not stop. There's no pause button. There's no rewind button. When it comes to life, motivated sellers are born every day. They're going to get dumped into the market, good, bad, or ugly market. Doesn't matter. So now, here's what I'm doing. This is different. And hear me out on this one. Now is the time to invest in my Jumpin' Loans home training system. This is an almost done for you, fill in the blank system that shows you step by step how to take over payments on these existing home loans till they're all under 4%. I mean, there's a bunch of them out there. And it even includes a 6-minute video to show your seller explaining in simple step-by-step guide on how it works. So you don't have to worry about explaining it to your motivated seller because the ABCs of Jumpin' Loans video does it for you. Now, I don't normally do this on our podcast, as you can tell, but this is pretty darn urgent with our rapidly changing market. And since you're very serious about your real estate business and you're listening to me right now, you can get a 50% discount on this right now. Just go online to get all the details. Go to jumpingloans.com, jumpingloans.com, and enter the coupon code PART9, P-A-R-T, and the number 9, all small case, no spaces, jumpingloans.com, enter the coupon code PART9, and you'll get a 50% discount right now. You'll get to see everything that you get, and I'm not going to go into the details of all that, but go check it out. And I repeated that again for you, jumpingloans.com, enter coupon code, all small case, PART9, which represents PART9 of this 9-part series. Okay. So if you're getting started in real estate, please go listen to episodes 1 through 10. It's a mini course on getting started, just like I did. And I need your help, please. Okay. If you like what you're learning here, please click the follow button or subscribe button and the share button. I don't know where they're at. And buy my number one bestseller book. It's called Landlording on Autopilot. You can find it on Amazon. And sign up for our free Power Lunch. It's investor trainings happen every Tuesday at noon. You can sign up for that on my website at mikebutler.com. So go to jumpingloans.com, enter coupon code PART9, and you can get 50% off right now. And we'll ship it out to you tomorrow or the next business day. And I'll see you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.